He was the son of Andrew Jackson. I've got, by the way, I've got a copy of Andrew Jackson's Confederate Civil War record where he was captured in Alabama and sent down to ship out and off of Fort Massachusetts and all of that. But my grandfather, H.N. or Hugh Nathaniel Alexander, moved up here and was, well, about the best way to describe why he came up here, I think he told someone, I never knew him, but I think he told them that he was just trying to get away from the poverty in Rankin County. Rankin County was not a very affluent part of the state of Mississippi. It was Piney Woods type of situation, small farm.
Yes.
And in 1893, he had been working as a carpenter, I guess, a builder.
Yes.
In 1893, he began to go into the building trade as a contractor and began to put up a lumber yard. Mm-hmm. And that lumber yard was in operation in Greenville until just 2 or 3 years ago. And after my father then was one of, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children. And all three of the boys went into the lumber yard business and carried it on for many, many years. The wife of H.M. name was Harriet Hubbard. And some members of the family felt she moved from Thetford. She was born in Thetford, England, and moved from Liverpool, England, in about 1880. And went to, I believe, Springfield, Illinois, and stayed 1 year. And her father was what was known in those days as a master mechanic. And there was an old oil mill in Greenville at that time, and it was, something got wrong with it. I don't know what it was.
Yes.
But he was brought down to Greenville to fix that and keep it running. So they arrived in Greenville in 1881, and they were very, very much disturbed because they had come from a large city, and Greenville was pretty rustic. And she used to tell me about, of course, no paved streets, just mud, and they'd lose a wagon. We'd get a wagon in a mud hole on Main Street in January, and they couldn't get it out till summertime, and everything dried up.
Yes.
She also used to tell me about they would have a large tin-lined container or drum or barrel, which they called a cistern. In this country, very quickly they found out that you couldn't get along with underground cisterns because of the mosquitoes, malaria, and the sickness. So they would buy the water. She said that the Negroes would come down the street and sell water, 25 cents a barrel, and they'd dip that water out of the river. And you'd pour it over in that old big cistern, and then as you got it back out again, you had to strain it, because there'd be wiggle tails in it and everything, you know, real, real high-class living.
Yeah.
But one sort of interesting thing, see, in 1880, one was 6 years after Reconstruction, and when this very English or British speaking family moved in, they talked like Yankees.